On the 25th of April, the task force commander, Sandy Woodward, informed the task force that South Georgia had been retaken by 45 Commando. The news boosted the morale massively. By the 30th of April, a majority of the fleet had amassed just outside of the 200-mile exclusion zone, where they waited for the politicians to try to reach a diplomatic agreement. 4 days later, the HMS Conqueror torpedoed and sunk the Argentinian cruiser, the General Belgrano, killing 340 men. 2 days later, the Argies sunk HMS Sheffield, killing 20. And the war was well and truly on. Even though I had trained to fight and kill, if necessary, I did fear for the unknown. The bosses were doing a good job of trying to convince the troops that the Argies were poorly trained, ill-equipped, and had very few rations. But to be honest, I fell for none of it. I wrote my will on the same day the Sheffield was hit. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. I was only 20 and didn't really have a bean to leave to anyone. So I just wrote, "If you're reading this, don't cry, don't moan," and threw a party in my memory. It was addressed to no one in particular. In my head, I had no parents nor family. I also added in a footnote that I wanted to be buried where I fell. I didn't want that bastard Roy watching them bury me while shedding his crocodile tears, as he had for little Paul. I didn't sleep a wink that night. I knew that the next day some of us would die. Maybe even me. I was sitting in my cabin bed just ruminating, waiting for the orders to go. It felt like waiting on death row, only I couldn't order a final meal.